I'm very lucky. My niece and nephew are great. My nephew, gonna be 12, 13, I can't even, but he's like me. Like, I've always been like this, thank God. I've always been fucking hyper, okay? And my nephew is the same way, right? And here's the thing. He's starting to be like me. He's starting to play practical jokes on me and shit, and he's gotten really good at it, right? But I finally found a way to get him back. Here's a little prank I play on my nephew. What I do is I will take his Ritalin and I'll replace it with Viagra. And I will tell you. I love, she's like, why? I'll tell you why you're laughing. I'll tell you this though, it really gives him something to focus on. It really does. He's like a laser. Amazing! Go fuck that fifth grader, Nick. The point is... Now, if you laughed at that, thank God, because the only way that joke works, it's the classic zigzag. You see how much I love my nephew, so you don't see it coming. Thank you. I took the compliment. You're right. He's fucking awesome. But if you didn't laugh, it's like the Anne Frank diary joke. You got what you deserved and took it literally again. Why are you doing that? Because if you did, you gave yourself the visual of me giving Viagra to an 11-year-old boy, okay? Like, I'm going to do that again. Three times is enough. I get it. The dick on my nephew. God! Now, look, if a lot of these jokes are too highbrow for you people... No, that's... Come on, I lost my place. Holocaust joke, you got it. Sometimes when I'm bored, me and my nephew will play Nazi-opoly. That's a fun game. It's just Monopoly, but you win if you get all the railroads. It's amazing. You can also win if you get Gasworks. Every fucking spin. It's ridiculous.